Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Albert Einstein once said, "It has become appallingly obvious that our technology has exceeded our humanity. Maybe our humanity has more bounds than we think. Perhaps our technology has not only surpassed ourselves, but the universe entire. What is the end goal for technology? What do we see as the ideal resolution? Perhaps there isn't one. Perhaps species like us, we won't ever stop. We need to climb the next mountain, strive for further greatness, even if it's at the detriment to the very thing that makes us human in the first place. So with that in mind, why not sit back and relax as we take you on a journey through man and machine in a new winter, cults and culture entitled Everyone is Happy."
Up in the morning, it's the same. I'm alone, filled with a sense that I'm missing out on something, that there's something I'm supposed to be doing but can't quite put my finger on it. The dreams I had dissipate, and I begin to focus on what I want the world to know. I think of happy things, force them if I have to. I look outside and picture the sun shining much more intensely than it actually does. As if the heavens themselves have ordained this room as something blessed. I take 3 deep breaths and look around me. My clean, white, near empty room shines with a minimalist chic that I never fail to get tired of. I frame it in my vision as to what I think looks best and let my mind open for people to send and receive. In that moment, I get flashes of everyone else's mornings. Happy, jubilant, perfect. Of course, that's not always the case. There's Mr. Daniels downstairs, for instance. He openly lets people see that he lives in squalor. He will open his mind to the most horrible, mean and revolting things. Someone falls over in front of him. He will open his mind and show the world. Breaking up with your partner on the street. Drunkenly passing out in your doorway. Throwing up as you get off the bus. If Mr. Daniels sees it, he will send it. There's no filter on this guy, literally. But I'm not going to let that worry me today, because soon people like Mr. Daniels won't be a problem anymore. Soon I'll be able to ignore absolutely everything that I don't want to see or know about, because soon the Mindspace V10 upgrade is released. 5 years. 5 years I've been waiting for this. 5 years I've been checking the news every day, trying to wean every piece of information that I can, trying to receive anything that might be useful. And now, in just 10 days, it will begin rolling out across the world. But you see, for once in my life, I'm special. Through a stroke of good fortune, I won a competition and I made it into the beta program. And today is probably the most exciting day of my life, because today I am one of only 1,000 people that will get the V10 installed early. V10. A new universe, the slogan says. The big step here, of course, is that where on the current and older specs you could push your thoughts, what you're seeing, what you're feeling, everything you're experiencing, all to other people across the world, you would get the same back from anyone. But now, this update will streamline what you receive and, more importantly, stop the strongest signals from those near you from being able to penetrate and take over your mind space. That space where we send and receive thoughts in our minds. So now, with V10, there won't be any more negativity surrounding me. Like they said, this isn't just world-changing, this is universe-changing technology. And that's why this is as if all my Christmases have come at once. I look in the mirror and I do a cheesy self-aware smile before projecting that into the world. But out of the hundreds of happy images that float through my mind space, I can't help but focus on Mr. Daniels downstairs, who's laughing at an enormous stool he's given birth to in his toilet. Look what I made. What a stupid, disgusting idiot. It's almost at the forefront of my mind space, and it's really ruining the best day of my life already. What's wrong with him? What if I had a family, huh? A loved one? I wouldn't want them seeing that. Oh, he's an absolutely awful man. But I know I'm above it. He's a small man that doesn't see the happiness in this world, and it's made him ugly. So that's his fault. Soon, no one will be listening to him or anyone like him. And soon, him and all those others will just fade away. Oh, I cannot wait. I get a flash in my head. What would I do if I got a hold of him? It turns violent, red and bloody, and I can feel my heart beating faster. I'm panting, I'm excited, but I shake it off quickly. Did that get into my mind space? Anyone see that? No? Okay, I'm safe. Ooh, I have to keep these things in control. These thoughts. It's not me, it's not who I am, I just can't help it sometimes. Oh, I decide to wake myself up properly and clean up. I try not to look at myself as I get in the shower, just in case, and soon I'm outside walking along the nice, clean, quiet streets of my hometown on the West Coast. Oh, everyone's smiling, everyone's sending happy thoughts. Oh. Though, of course, the odd bad egg is still in there, but luckily in these areas, people push out so many nice, happy, pretty feelings that it usually just masks the rest up. I couldn't think of anything worse than being just a couple of miles down the road and be privy to what they send to one another. Oof. Must be a perpetual nightmare. I've never actually been there, of course, but I hear it's horrible. Best to just stay in my own little bubble. I remember being a kid around here and watching how fast technology was moving. Oof. We thought we'd be living up in huge space stations, floating in the atmosphere, or be able to teleport wherever we wanted, or something crazy like that by now, but yet, nothing much has changed the last 20 years. I still get the bus around town. I still watch the same TV shows that I did as a kid. Listen to the same type of music and even wear the same clothes. But that's fine. You know, I'm happy. In fact, everyone here is happy. As I get onto the bus and watch the world go by, I can't help but think I will never see the world the same way ever again. V10 is going to change everything. And now I'm on my way to a secret, isolated location where, in just a couple of hours, I will be one with the V10. Mindspace is notoriously secretive. It's like the Willy Wonka of the tech world. I can only imagine what goes on in there, how they're able to do what they do, what kind of projects they're working on. Oh, and I make a mental note to remember every little detail I can make out. I'm certain they'll be working on something revolutionary, which we couldn't even dream of yet. I tap my leg excitedly and stop when the person in front of me turns around to scowl. Sorry, I mouth. I look around the bus to catch any smiling faces and wonder if any of them can tell where I'm going. I'm reading their messages and see that they're all so preoccupied with their own days that no one is paying the slightest attention to what's going through my head. It is so exciting. As we pass through some of the idyllic green rolling fields that surround our town, I see a message fly up in my field of vision from my mind space. Destination approaching. Oh, here we go. I sit up and start looking down the road. Oh, there, by a bus stop. That's a white 4x4. Yeah, this must be it. I grab my things and ring the bell to stop the bus, practically jumping out the door to reach the car. As I approach it, two friendly-looking men in suits get out, beaming warm smiles that match the gorgeous weather surrounding us. One is tall, skinny, in a royal blue suit and tie, with white shirt and brown pointy leather shoes. He has a designer stubble and swept back black hair that looks as if he has effortlessly combed it back, when in fact it probably took a lot of preening. He couldn't have been any older than 30, I imagined. The other was short, stocky, in blue jeans, white blazer and white shirt that revealed a bit too much of his chest. He was older, perhaps 45, and his shiny bald head and huge features made him look like he could have been a boxer in a previous life, a thug that had made it rich. He was wearing black sunglasses, and even with a smile, I couldn't help but feel slightly intimidated by the man. Mr. Russell! The thin man reached out to shake my hand, and I politely shook it. I couldn't help but be more aware of the strong aftershave that invaded my nostrils at the same time. Oh, it was a little too much. I could feel myself wanting to cough. The skinny man introduced himself. I'm Steve. This is James. I shook James's hand, but he remained quiet, just a gentle nod of recognition. Excited? Steve asked. Oh, of course, I can't tell you how long I've waited for this moment, I said. They both smiled and nodded, and there was a tiny awkward pause. Well then, Steve finally answered, what are we doing standing around here? Let's get you to our facility, and we can take it from there. Well, is there no one else coming? I looked around, wondering where the other 999 winners were. Oh, we have different pickup points for everyone. This is highly confidential, as you can imagine. Oh, of course, I said, so slightly confused, but wasn't this going to be released in 10 days anyway? Surely it's overkill. I got into the back of the car and we drove for about another 20 minutes. It felt like we were going down quite a rocky path for such flat land. I mean, was this even a road? I was going to ask questions about what was next, but I could hear them murmuring to one another. Something about their weekend going to be ruined, and I decided not to butt in. Soon, we arrived at a fenced gate, and I decided to just take a peep into the mind space around here and see what was happening. But I was suddenly hit with a terrible migraine. Oof, I groaned. Steve and James looked back towards me. Oh, we should have said we block all mind space activity here, Steve said. I wouldn't try any of that for just a little while. I was shocked. You can block mind space? I didn't think that was possible anymore. They didn't answer. Instead, we drove a bit further into a wooded area until we reached a clearing. The car suddenly stopped and both men got out. Steve opened the door for me, and I stepped out of the car. But all around me was just nothing. We were in the middle of an empty area, surrounded by trees. Sorry, what's happening? I asked, and suddenly wondered if these men were even who I thought they were. I just got into their car without thinking. Just then, from beside us, as if from out of nowhere, the door opened, and the noise of a busy office came forth. An invisible building? I clapped my hands together in delight. This is incredible. Invisible to some, James said. A little mind space trick. Security measures, you know, you'll see. The two men smirked at one another and entered. What was this place? I could never believe their tech was advanced as this. As I walked through, I saw a white desk at the front with a gorgeous young blonde lady sitting behind it. She looked ice cold, her hair pulled right back, all dressed in white and with a sour face to match. The room was completely white as well, with two doors to the left of me, the sound of a busy office coming from behind them, and a single door to my right. "This way," James ushered me through to the single door. The receptionist looked straight through me, like I wasn't even there. Perhaps she was browsing her mind space, but still, for a receptionist, that's awfully rude, I thought.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Behind the door was another small white room, but with just a simple silver desk and a silver chair either side. "Take a seat," James said, a grin like the Cheshire Cat covering his face. "Okay." I sat down and couldn't help but think how uncomfortable the chair was. Ugh. I squirmed about a bit until I found a position I could live with. I hoped I wouldn't have to sit on it for too long. The room felt cold to me, almost clinical. My excitement had almost completely disappeared now, and I wasn't really sure why. It had been replaced by confusion and also, strangely, fear. After a couple of minutes, a middle-aged man in a white T-shirt and blue jeans came out. He looked like he could have come straight out of a magazine. He was perfect-looking. Square jaw, bright blue eyes, designer stubble, not a hair out of place. He smiled and I couldn't help but melt. "Hi there," he began. "I'm John. I'll just be asking you a few questions before we start today, okay?" "Sure," I said, my voice breaking slightly. I tried to cough to cover it up. "Sorry." "No problem," he said, grinning, flashing his perfect teeth. "Just make yourself comfortable. Tell me, how long have you been using V9? "Oh, since the day it came out," I replied. I could feel my excitement rising again. Finally, this was going to happen. "Great, that's great. So you're enjoying it?" "Immensely," I said. "Never had any problems with it? Any criticisms?" I laughed a little. "Well, it's okay," he beamed at me. "You can say it. It would be a great help. It's just... well... there's someone near me, who lives near me, and he just eats up all my mind space with this negative energy. I don't know why he keeps doing it. It gets me super annoyed. You know, it's like he's trying to mess with my head. And then I thought, wouldn't it be great if there was something that could just filter all that out? And then, as if I'm magic or something, you guys announced V10 and that you'd be doing exactly that." "Well, you're clearly a smart man," he laughed. And I laughed too. "Oh, this is going great," I thought. "So, do I get V10 now?" "Not just yet. just a few more questions. I hope you don't mind a personal question, but what do you remember about your parents? My parents? Well, they were good, honest people. And what did they do? What did they enjoy? Oh, my mind went blank. What did I remember about them? They just looked the same as everyone else. There's nothing special, I don't think. John could see I was uneasy. Okay, let me put it this way. What do you think made them different from anyone else's parents? I thought back. Leave through the memories like a photo album, but like an album, it was just memories of smiles, birthdays, holidays, and I had no recollection of them since being an adult. Nothing, I answered back. They were just parents. John smiled. And that's fine. So tell me about this neighbour of yours. Are you finding his negativity distracting? So, so distracting, I laughed. It just gets me angry, you know. And I don't want to be angry. Do you feel yourself thinking differently? Thinking things that you normally wouldn't entertain because of this neighbour of yours? Yeah, I think so. John nodded. And have you felt the need to change anything because of it? Have you been inspired, say, or had any new crazy ideas? And what a strange question. No, I don't think so. It's just annoying, like I said. And have you ever noticed anything strange going on around you? Well, like what? John shrugged. Like anything. Are you maybe seeing things, hearing things, strange dreams, nightmares? No, I don't think so. Okay, good. Well then, looks like you're ready. Let's get you upgraded. John clapped his hands together. I nodded enthusiastically. Oh, that would be great. John put his hand into his trouser pockets and pulled out a very thin plastic wire connected to a stamp-sized piece of plastic. Oh, I said, is this not wireless? Not in this testing stage, I'm afraid. We need to account for every single upgrade, you see. No problem. John found the entry point hidden behind my ear and inserted the wire. Might be best to close your eyes until I say, he said, placing a hand calmly on my leg. I began to relax and then felt a burning sensation right by my ear. It had been so long since I was hardwired into anything that I forgot about the amount of discomfort one can feel. Now, you're going to get a migraine. It might be the migraine of your life, but it will only be for 30 seconds. Much more intense than anything you might have had hardwired in before, but don't worry, this is normal. Just close your eyes, and before you know it, it will all be back to normal. The process must have taken all but 30 seconds, but I was in excruciating pain. I tried to not let it show on my face, of course. I didn't want this guy thinking I couldn't take it. Or, you know, maybe that I wasn't ready for the upgrade. This was going to be worth it, I told myself. And after the longest 30 seconds of my entire life were up, I felt a wave of relief. It was like a clamp on my head had suddenly been taken off, and I was as light as a feather. I could feel a smile beam across my face, and I slowly opened my eyes. At first, I was a little worried. Oh, I was just so blurry. Had it impacted my vision? I can't see properly, I said. But all I could hear was a strange low humming, like a fluorescent lamp buzzing on and off. Also, it looked like John had gone, and in his place was some bright purple thing, like a mound of melted wax, slowly moving on the surface like ripples in a river, and no face, nothing. My eyesight was focused now on the plain creature that sat, strangely, in front of me, horrified me. I gasped and felt faint. Wait, the voice said. It's me, John. I wasn't exactly sure where the voice was even coming from, but it sounded like... it sounded like it was coming from the creature in front of me. Oh my God, what's happening? You've messed up my mind, haven't you? Something's wrong. The thing started moving towards me. Calm down, it's just me. John, remember? Damn it, I knew this wouldn't work on you. Wait, you're not John. I stood up and back to the corner of the room, away from whatever this creature was. You're something. Guys, get in here. Something's wrong. Oh God, I thought, what's happening? The purple creature stood from the chair and stretched out like a long purple cigar. Okay, I heard John's voice. It's okay. Calm down. We're going to rectify this. There's no need to panic. No need to panic, I shouted. I don't even know what you are. Hey, purple creature calmly spoke from somewhere. It's me. It's John, remember? Oh, I calmed down slightly. I tried to remember the John from before, so handsome, such a warm smile. I was able to block out the nightmarish vision in front of me. Then the door opened and two other purple-looking creatures just slid in. John continued, "These two are going to just take you somewhere to look at your signals, okay? To try and understand what's happened with the update. Okay?" Okay, I said softly, and from out of nowhere I just began to cry. No, don't cry, said John. Oh, he's a mess. This was a bad idea, sorry. Come on, guys, let's get him through to the other room. The two other indistinguishable bright purple blobs stood either side of me and gently put a purple arm of some sort on my back, leading me through a corridor. It looks run down and dirty. Rusty, almost. Quite different from the nice, clean, white hallways I'd been down only moments before. But before I could take it all in, they led me into another room, just as dingy as the corridor outside. A grey, concrete room with black marks. Perhaps it was mould or dirt. It was creeping up the walls. I was still quietly sobbing, unsure what was happening. I sat down and there were some murmurs on the other side of the room, and as I looked up, I could see one of them was organising a variety of... surgical tools. What are you? And just then, the lights went out.
Well, that's it for part one of Everyone is Happy, a story by A New Winter, Cults and Culture. Please, if you could kindly make a donation to patreon.com/anewwinter. That's A New Winter with two W's in the middle. That's right. Remember, you can contact us on anewwinterpodcast@gmail.com. And we're on Instagram @anewwinter. facebook.com/anewwinter. And of course, Twitter @anewwinter. Thank you for listening.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here.
I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.